This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the greenback tumble.
Feel the talent crumble. You need a yen tomato. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we're broadcasting live from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains via telephone. Why? Well, a few seconds ago, we just got knocked off the internet. So I'm speaking directly to you through our telephone. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Well, I don't hear Captain John Reagan.
I'll try again. Can you hear me now?
I'm sorry. Okay, I got it. Very good. You there?
I'm here.
Okay. Excellent. We just were able to switch back to the network. So, Captain John Reagan, welcome.
Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning. So, how was your weekend?
Oh, boy. It's one for the record books, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We had originally planned to go spend the weekend with Becky's parents, but the last couple of days of the work week, Becky was actually under the weather, still was working, but you know, suffering through some kind of sinus infection. And because of all the treatment that her dad has for his various cancers, they just couldn't risk him being infected. So we ended up spending the weekend here in Dallas. And one of the ways that it's being put is that in these last few days, we've had four seasons.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Some places were at highs as up into the 80s, we didn't get the 90s, so you might not quite want to include the summer, or at least the worst part. But it went from kind of enjoying the warm weather where you don't have to turn on the heat. In fact, we were using the air conditioner because going into Christmas Day was in the 70s here, mid 70s. And on the Saturday, it also reached like 75 here. And the bad thing is when you have high temperatures like that with a lot of moisture in the air, and then you get a cold front coming through, it's kind of like hold on to your hats. And it was a very slow-moving front. I was watching, there were temperatures downtown in the mid-50s while we were in the mid-70s, and it really took hours to get from downtown to the east side where we are. But in the meantime, we were sitting, Becky has a lot of Christmas shows that she likes to watch. Some of them are so old, they're even on VHS tape. And we're sitting there, and our phone's alert, and we've got a tornado warning. So we stopped watching the show, tuned into the local, one of the local TV stations. Because tornado warning means that tornadoes are imminent. Tornado watch is when they're possible. And we look and, yeah, we were kind of like in the corner of the watch area. And at that time, where the tornado had been sighted was on the far south end. And, you know, so we were, you know, paying attention, but not too concerned at that point. So we went back to finishing off the show, which was near to the end. And not too much later, there was another alert come through on the phones. And we turned back, and this time it's, you know, starting to gear up in our area. And when you hear your street name being mentioned on the TV, you know, well, I think it's time to head to the bathroom. And what I learned later on reading the timeline of things, here in our you know, normal times with all of our technology and the radar, at that point, the tornado was already on the ground. And we are talking about at a point less than 3 miles from where we live. That's how close we were to being affected by the EF4 tornado that hit Garland and killed 8 people. It's, from what we can tell at this point, and this is subject to change, there were 9 tornadoes that struck North Texas. There was another one just east of that EF4 that had started as an EF4, dropped to an EF3 and hit Rowlett. And then a little bit north of there in Collin County is where the other 3 fatalities occurred, a total of 11 here in North Texas. The 8 in Garland were all people that were on Interstate 30 when the tornado came through. The tornado crossed I-30, and it took these cars off of I-30 and dropped them down where the overpass was, 17 feet to the ground. In Collin County, 2 of the fatalities were at a gas station in Copeville, and probably the saddest one was the death in Blue Ridge, which was actually a newborn. And I was listening to that story on the news. There was a woman that was going out to check her property, and she heard her neighbor screaming, and he comes up to her with his infant and asks her, please take it to the hospital. So she does that, and this woman's husband joins the other guy. They were living in a mobile home that had been deposited about 100 yards from where it used to be. So they had a couple, and I think they had about 3 kids. So there were injuries. Both of the parents had to have surgery for broken bones. And unfortunately, during that time, they got the news that their baby had died. So it's been a rough weekend, and then today we get up, and while the east side of town doesn't have snow, you start going west, especially on the other side of Fort Worth. You don't have to go too far before they have 2 inches of slush. So it's been an interesting weekend here.
You know, John, we really take a lot of things for granted. You know, this was the marketing season, and there's an image on the internet of this man walking down through the destruction in Texas. And there's a man, I believe it was Texas, and he was going to bring a vacuum cleaner to his mom for Christmas. And he was wheeling this vacuum cleaner, an upright vacuum cleaner, down the road. And the road was, you know, soaking wet, destruction all around him. And it just kind of puts in perspective that he wanted to do something nice for his mother, and the buildings and houses all around were destroyed. Very, very, very sad. And that brings to to mind this point. I had mentioned this foam that we saw in our creek and wet weather little streams from in front of our house. And I'm repeating this for a reason. You know, I thought maybe it was just our little area here in Missouri that had these this foam from the whatever was deposited in the sky that was raining down on us, that was collecting in these little nooks and crannies in the streams. And I saw on the internet the same exact foam from the downpour in Alabama. The same exact foam. And the reason I'm mentioning that is we may think that we are away from events that are happening, and we may not be very far away. It may be happening to us, we just don't know it. Let me give an example. So John Stadtmuller came over for several days here, and he spent Christmas with us, and he showed up. He said he was coming armed, and I said, well, great. But what he meant was he was bringing his coffee maker and his coffee beans, and he brought water with him. And he had this container of water with a spout, because he didn't want to drink our water, because I told him about the foam. Well, we filter all of our water that we drink with a ProPure water filter. This is not a commercial. This is just the way it is. And he was concerned that our water might be contaminated. But while he was here, we saw the same foam in Alabama. Now, here's the point. So if you have a downpour like you had and we had and we're still having right here, and we've had it for 7 days, and everything's flooded around our farm, well, that water is going to go to the lowest point. Well, and it brings with it everything that it picks up. So cow poop, cow pee, you know, fertilizer that people have in their garages, insecticides that fall off the shelf and get knocked over, and that goes downstream, gets mixed with the water, and we get to drink the motor oil that's mixed with the water and the gasoline from the gas cans and whatever else might be in the garage and the pet food. And I mean, all these things get mixed with the water, and it heads downstream, and ultimately it goes into rivers and lakes and ponds, and it becomes drinking water. So for those of you who don't have one yet, I suggest you get some kind of a water filtration system. So for your drinking water. And I suggest you get a gravity-fed one that doesn't take batteries, doesn't take electricity, that will work when everything stops working, when the grid's down. It's not a commercial. I just think that you should get one. And John Stadtmuller was so concerned about our water that he brought his own. And I thought that was quite fascinating. And the water that he might have brought with him probably came from a municipal water supply that would be just treated water. We'll be right back with Captain John Reagan. I'm Ben Fino. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber your security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Captain John Reagan's with us, and we were talking about the storms, and it's been raining. We haven't had many problems here. It's just been raining for 7 days. We've had 8 inches of rain. There's flooding, and as John Stettmiller was leaving to go back from Missouri to Texas yesterday, we videoed his car going across our wet weather creek, and the water was over the center point of his axles in his car. And what we're saying is the water was up to the doors on his car. And he was able to get through. I was concerned that his car was going to get picked up and washed over the low water bridge and get damaged, but he was able to get through it. And he attributes that to having wheels with slots in them, so the water could run through from one side of his vehicle, run under the car to the other side, and come out rather than having more solid wheels. So he was able to get out of our little area on the dirt road, and I went out there and looked at the dirt road, and it was washed away, and that was yesterday, and that's nothing compared to what it's going to be like when I go out today. It's going to be even more washed away, and we have some guests here, and we're not sure that they're going to be able to leave for a while. I might have to go out with a backhoe and fix the road to get some of the other vehicles out of our little area. And we, what happens is there's a lot of streams and creeks here in the Ozarks, and you can't always get out when there's a lot of rain. So, John, where do you want to start today?
No, I just want to finish up a little bit on the observations. So far as we know right now, nobody that was living in a regular home, not a mobile home, has died. And that's still subject to change. But, you know, that's the good news. You know, also, since these are still relatively normal times, you know, not the really big bad stuff that we do talk about, a lot of people still have normal lives, and you know, they're doing what Americans typically do, is, you know, help their neighbors. Unfortunately, there's also the people that come out during disasters and try to take advantage. So there are still some areas closed down and have heavy police patrols to prevent looting. There's still some dangers out there because there's a lot of downed electrical wires. At the height of the storm, 50,000 people had lost power. That's now down under 5,000. Of course, those in the hardest hit areas, power's the least of the problem. It's, you've seen the pictures. Some of those homes just don't exist anymore. And all, at least 600 structures were damaged or destroyed. So I look at this a couple of ways. And, you know, while there's still the technology, next time that we're in a tornado warning, we're going to go ahead and move to an interior room, because by the time the tornado was there, we would have known about it about 10 minutes afterwards from the TV, and that's with today's radar. So just imagine we get to a point, if the grid's down, there is no radar. You don't even have those warnings. I would say that's probably one of the reasons you want to have a good dog on your farm to alert you when things are happening. That was one of the things about when we had Lady. We knew before the weather people did that a thunderstorm was on the way. And while 50,000 without power might sound like a lot, this is North Texas, and there's times we get severe thunderstorms, or at times we get severe icing in the wintertime, and we can end up with more than that without power for even longer periods. So in the scheme of things, it's not bad, but as with tornadoes, it does do extreme damage to a small area. Mm-hmm. Continue after
and,
the break.
And let's, John, when we come back, tell us why you mentioned it was time to head toward the bathroom. I think that's important to share with our broadcast classroom. So when a storm's coming and it's a tornado and it looks like it's going to be high winds, tell us why we...
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Captain John Reagan's with us, and during a previous segment today, he mentioned that it's time to head toward the bathroom. John, tell us why, when you're when you're facing a tornado, that you would do something like that.
And it's probably even more important with these stronger ones, but yeah, even an EF0 causes problems. We had up to EF4, and Of course, we know other places like Joplin and Moore, Oklahoma, that have experienced EF5s. But when you get these strong tornadoes, especially it's 200 miles an hour winds and above, they put off a lot of projectiles. And as they damage structures, they create more projectiles. And it's not uncommon to see, these 2x4s and other objects embedded deeply into other houses or cars. Or it's another reason why you don't want to be out in this. You can hit a person as well. And by going to an inside room, that gives you basically more walls for these objects to have to travel through to get to you. Mm-hmm. And also typically by getting into a bathtub or a small room, that when things collapse, if that happens, you tend to have some close-by walls or objects that help keep the bulk from being right on top of you. And that's if you don't have a safe room or a tornado shelter.
Mm-hmm. And what you're talking about is if you're lying down in the bathtub, you've got walls that are vertical in like the bathtub that are very, very close to you and can protect you vertically should a wall come down on you. John, I remember watching a video of storm shelter testing. And what they literally did was they had a university test some of these steel structure storm shelters. And literally what they would do is they would shoot a 2x4 8 feet long out of a specially designed cannon. And the 2x4 would be a projectile, and it would go flying at about somewhere around 90 miles an hour into the sides and door of these steel storm shelters. And that's one way that they would test them for effectiveness. And if the 2x4 went through the walls, obviously they failed. And that really is a problem. I did go to Joplin the day after the Joplin tornado, and what I saw was absolute devastation and destruction. There were buildings totally gone. There was a man who had a garage, a 24 by 24 foot garage, and he was standing on the pad where the garage was. And it looked like it could have been, a great place to play basketball, shoot hoops, except there was no basketball goal, no pole, there's nothing there. And he said, my garage was here. And it literally looked like someone had swept this concrete pad, and there was nothing there, nothing. Not even, objects the size of a marble. It looked like it was swept clean. There were houses that were missing. And what was very interesting is there'd be a house on one side of the street that was undamaged. And the other side of the street, there was a house where an entire side wall of a two-story house was peeled away, like one of those doll houses. And you could look and you could see the dresser and you could see the bed, and the bed had a bedspread on it, and the bedspread was there, but the side of the house was missing. It was very, very, very unnerving and very, very sad. And you talk about going to a low area so that you're less likely to be hit with these projectiles. If there's a little depression in the ground, you can get in there and you'll be less likely to hit by these 2x4s and flying objects, pots and pans and whatever else might be flying through the air at 90 miles an hour or so. And there was a woman who went into one of these depressions, and everything was good. She survived all the flying debris until a piece of steel flew on top of that depression she was in. And she couldn't get out. And then it started flooding. And she almost drowned in this safe hidey hole that she found. And fortunately, she was rescued in the nick of time. But she had almost drowned. So we need to think about these things. And so here is a list. I'm going to post this on the website, USA Prepares, during the next commercial announcement. But if you're in a house with a basement, you want to avoid windows. Okay? You want to get into the basement or under some kind of sturdy protection, a heavy table or workbench, or cover yourself with a mattress or a sleeping bag so that the impact will be lessened. Know where the heavy objects are that rest on the floor above, like pianos and refrigerators and water beds, and don't get under them because they may fall through a weakened floor. If you have a house with no basement, a dorm room or an apartment, avoid windows, get to the lowest floor, and get to a small center room like a bathroom or a closet, as John Reagan was advising. And that's because there are probably more walls for objects to have to penetrate, and ultimately they'll be either slowed down or stopped by the other walls, hopefully. If you're in an office building, go to an enclosed, windowless area in the center of the building if you can. Get away from the glass and crouch down and cover your head. Stairwells are usually a good place to take shelter. Why? Because there's usually a lot of concrete there. Stay off the elevators because you could be trapped in them if the power's lost. In mobile homes, it's really simple. Get out. And the reason is mobile homes seem to have the potential to go airborne much easier than a stick-built house or an apartment building. And if you're, and that's what you were talking about, John, that seemed like no one was killed who lived in a house or a building that was not a mobile home. It was the mobile homes that were the problem. Is that right?
Well, it was that, and plus in Garland, all 8 deaths were people in cars. They were stuck on I-30, and being dark, I'm not even sure they could see the tornado until it hit them.
Mm-hmm. And so at school, you know, you follow the drill, you go to the interior hall or a windowless room and crouch down and keep your head down and, you know, protect your head with your arms if you can. You stay away from windows and large openings like gymnasiums and auditoriums. Now, if you're in a car or truck, that's extremely risky in a tornado. There's no safe option when caught in a tornado in a car, just slightly less dangerous. And you want to drive away from it if you can. And that's one of my pet peeves, that in the state of Missouri, we have engineered prevention systems to prevent us from getting out of the way of a tornado. And we call them cheese graters. These are those cables that prevent you from, if you're going west on the highway and you see a tornado in front of you, you can't cross the grassy median because whoever it was that was mentally defective decided to put these cheese graters across the medians, or to prevent you from crossing the medians. And you can't get to the east lane if you're in the west lane. They've enabled a barrier to that. So I have seen this. I've been in our truck and I saw a tornado dead ahead, and I wanted to turn around and I couldn't get off the highway. The people from that were behind me were pushing me forward. The people in front were slowing down. The visibility was decreasing very quickly, and there was no place to go. It was engineered for us to have no place to go. It's an absolute outrage. So, and if you're in the open outdoors, you want to seek shelter in a sturdy building. If not, lie flat and face down on the ground, low ground, protecting the back of your head with your arms. Get away from trees and cars as best you can, as they may be blown into you during a tornado. If you're in a shopping mall or a large store, watch out for others. I mean, panic could get you run over. So find a small enclosed area away from the windows. And if you're in a church or a theater, move to an interior bathroom or hallway away from windows. Crouch face down and protect your head with your arms. If there's no time to do that, get under the seats, the pews, and protecting your head with your arms and hands. And I found that on a website called spc.noaa.gov. I'll post that during the next commercial announcement, so you'll be able to read it and share it with your loved ones. And, John, the time to do that is not after the event. It's before the event.
Yeah, once the event happens, it's come as you are. And I was listening to the news. What they said was this is only the second time in the last 50 years that Dallas County has been struck by an EF4 tornado. So it's a rare, strong event. The good news is that these homes that were damaged and destroyed likely were, in this day and time, having mortgages, which means they have homeowners insurance, which means over the next few months, these people will be able to have their homes rebuilt. A lot of times they lost their belongings too, and adding insult to injury was the rain that happened afterwards. The tornado didn't destroy and toss away. Now they don't have roofs over their heads. That water does a lot of damage too. And I was, go ahead.
There was an image on the internet of one of those self-storage facilities, and it got ripped apart, and the stored items in those storage rooms, if you will, or lockers, was out there for everybody to see, get rained on, and couldn't tell whose was whose. It's all just kind of mixed together. Very, very sad. So if you think that your possessions are safe in a storage center or a storage locker or self-storage, maybe not. So have a plan, and that's what we did. Over the weekend, we talked with those who were visiting us, and we talked about the plan. Three routes, color-coded routes, to get from, let's say, school to a home, so that we won't be looking for someone on the wrong route. We'll talk about that when we come back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I have been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What?
Today,
God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. And John, I just posted the tornado safety tips at USAPrepares.com. So, class, if you'd like to go to that link, it's ready to go right this second. Captain John Reagan, what's next?
Well, you know, in these modern times, we've got communications, we've got weather satellites, we have weather radar. We know a lot about when these strong events are going to hit us.
Mm-hmm.
If we're in the grid down situation, we no longer have those alerts. We can't really tell the difference between a thunderstorm and a hurricane coming on shore or a tornado getting ready to come through.
Mm-hmm.
So you need the appropriate shelters. One of the seminars I was fortunate enough to see at one of the expos was Johnny Delirious with the concrete homes that are tornado resistant. And I know a lot of people out there might not be able to afford getting a new home like that. You can check out Mother Earth News, and they have earth bag homes that you can build in a dome shape. And while it wouldn't be quite as good as concrete, it'd definitely be better than these, wooden frame houses that these strong storms can just tear apart.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you get in that other side of the event arena, you're not going to have the resources to rebuild with that you're used to having in today's world.
That's exactly right. And Johnny Delirious has been to a number of our expos, and he considers himself a master survivor. And he lives in a concrete dome home in Texas. and this is a monolithic dome home. And what the way this works is they make a like a balloon, and they put steel reinforcing bars over this balloon, so it has this steel structure. And then they spray layer upon layer upon layer of concrete that's supported by the balloon, and it attaches, the concrete attaches to this rebar of steel. And ultimately, it's like an eggshell, a half an eggshell, and it's really, really strong. They've fired 30-06 rifles at it, and all it does is just kind of nick the outside, and the projectile just ricochets off it. It's really, really strong, and if you like that kind of a structure, it certainly makes sense. And I asked him about, you know, his heating system. And he said, yeah, I think there were about $20. He went to, you know, one of the big box stores and bought one of these electric heaters, and that's his heating system. That's all he needs, because it's so well insulated on the inside, and the outside, you know, the snow and the rain just sheds right off it, and it's not going anywhere because it's literally on a concrete pad, and the dome is attached with rebar and you know, steel to the concrete pad, and it's just not going anywhere. It's too heavy to just blow it away, and it's aerodynamic enough to not cause enough wind resistance to have it tip over, and it's so heavy. So he loves his, and he says that you know, they have some rental units out that way that, you know, if they got trashed on the inside by a previous tenant, you just take a hose, you know, take the furniture out and hose them off on the inside, and they're good. They're good to go when they dry out. So it's an interesting way to go, and I would certainly consider a concrete structure going forward. Wow, Captain John Reagan, we have gone through 1 hour today talking about the storm. We haven't talked about a single thing that we wanted to talk about that's on our schedule. So when we come back, class, if you would go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, and click on the news tab, you can follow along with us in class. And I think, John, are you going to start with button pushers?
That's where I'm going to start. Just make sure that you've got your blood pumping.
Okay. I will do that. I'll turn it up a couple notches. All right. John Reagan's with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPreparedUs.com. Please don't touch that dial. We will be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.